This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Coming up, April's PlayStation Plus games have been announced. Welcome to your IGN Daily Update. But first, the Game Boy Advance Nintendo Switch Online library gets another classic this week, F-Zero Maximum Velocity. F-Zero Maximum Velocity makes its debut on Nintendo Switch on March 29th for anyone with a Nintendo Switch Online Plus Expansion Pack membership. F-Zero Maximum Velocity, developed by ND Cube and published by Nintendo, was a 2001 launch game for the Game Boy Advance. It takes place 25 years after F-Zero in another F-Zero Grand Prix. The arrival of F-Zero Maximum Velocity to Nintendo Switch Online follows the January edition of two of the Game Boy Advance's best RPGs, Golden Sun and Golden Sun: The Lost Age. Other Game Boy Advance games on the service include Mario Kart Super Circuit, The Legend of Zelda: The Minish Cap, and Metroid Fusion. And Tony Hawk is making a kids-focused animated TV show called Skatebirds, a title inspired by Hawk's Birdman nickname. Deadline reports Hawk is working with Montreal's Laughing Dragon Studios to develop the series, which is aimed at kids aged 6 to 11. According to Deadline, Skatebirds will celebrate skateboarding's playful community while emphasizing its adventurous nature. It's about a group of young skateboarders who are also birds. Expect plenty of teamwork, friendship, and a focus on community. Episodes are 11 minutes long. Legendary professional skater Tony Hawk is the face of Neversoft's phenomenally successful Tony Hawk's Pro Skater series, which began life in 1999 on PS1. Sony has unveiled the PlayStation Plus games for April 2024, revealing three new additions players can check out on PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 next month. The company went over the latest batch of monthly additions in a PlayStation blog post, revealing Immortals of Avium, Minecraft Legends, and Skull the Hero Slayer as the three titles players can look forward to. PlayStation Plus Essential, Extra, and Premium members can add the games to their library starting next week on Tuesday, April 2nd until Monday, May 6th. Immortals of Avium on PS5 is a first-person fantasy romp that gives players the skills to cast spells from their fingertips. Its story follows Jack, a powerful lead who has the power to turn the tide of war and save the world of Avium. The adventure promises colorful and fluid combat, and we enjoyed our time with it following its release last August. Be sure to check out our 8 out of 10 review and then check out some of the additional features players have received since launch. Minecraft Legends on PS4 and PS5 takes a break from the series' creative survival formula to give players a strategy experience instead. Developer Mojang and Blackbird Interactive's more tactical take on Minecraft, which will celebrate its one-year anniversary come April 18th, sees players face off against piglin armies across a range of biomes. Those who can keep on their toes and plan accordingly can rally their forces to save the overworld. While development has come to an end, we found some things to enjoy, giving it a 7 out of 10 in our review. And Skull the Hero Slayer for PS4 is NeoWiz and Southpaw Games' grim 2D roguelite that mixes a healthy dose of platforming and quick combat. The project's hero-slaying star, Skull, is not like the other walking skeletons, as he carries the power to wear new skulls that grant exciting abilities and skills. Switching between his powers mid-battle can be the difference between death and a defeated boss, and we came away excited by the possibilities. In our 8 out of 10 review, we said, Skull the Hero Slayer puts skull swapping and fast combat front and center in this bona fide retro roguelite. Finally, as an added bonus for PlayStation Plus subscribers at all tiers, Overwatch 2 fans can download a new Mega Bundle. It comes with a legendary Beekeeper skin for Sigma, a legendary Art Deco skin for Symmetra, 7 Epic skins, and 5 Battle Pass tier skips. You can see the full list of its contents at IGN.com. Those who have yet to download March's PlayStation Plus games, EA Sports F1 23, Sifu, Hello Neighbor 2, and Destiny 2 Witch Queen, still have until April 1st to pick them up before they're swapped out for April's titles. That's your IGN Daily Update. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console, and subscribe to our weekly podcasts through the podcast service of your choice.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.